This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun
on a Friday. And Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. The questions are amazing. We're going to get to them very shortly. We have to have a couple serious talks before we get to the questions, though, because there's been something on my mind. And look, maybe this has been on your mind. Maybe I just have a bad mind. I think everyone probably would acknowledge that. But there's been something on my mind about how we live in this day and age where we have so much information, and yet people are dumber, unquestionably, than they've ever been. You ever think about this? Think about the phone, the cell phone in your hand. Pure talk phone, I hope, but think about the cell phone in your hand. Now, I want you to think about something. Let's say you wanted to go home and take out your toilet and reinstall a new toilet. And let's say you're not a person who's ever done something like that. Maybe you're not mechanical at all. Do you know that at the palm of your hand, in the palm of your hand, you can easily look up a video that'll walk you step by step how to do that on your phone? Me, I'm not a car guy. Chris is one of these car guys, but I'm not a car guy. I mean, I like them. They're okay. I'm just not one of these guys who geeks out on cars. I think they're cool, but it's not my thing. It's Chris's thing. But if I wanted to, let's say I didn't know how to change my oil. I actually do know how to do that, but let's say I didn't know how to change my oil. I'd look that up right now. Okay, let's you know, forget about that stuff. Chris Fix on YouTube. Is this your channel, Chris? Did you just plug your channel on the show? Oh, it's not your channel. Okay, I would have respected that if it was yours. All right, you know, let's set that stuff aside. What's the diameter of the Earth? Oh, I don't know. You don't know. How long would it take me? Let's do it right here. Diameter of the Earth. Right there. That took me, what, 10 seconds? Less than 10 seconds? 7,917.5 miles, in case you're wondering. We have access now to more information than anyone ever has in the history of mankind. Think about that. all the great thinkers, whoever you consider to be a great thinker in the past, Plato, Socrates, you, if you're holding a cell phone in your hand, even if you're an idiot like me, you have access to more information now than any person who's ever lived. And yet, as a society now, we're dumber than ever. Why? And I'll tell you why. I'm looking at a headline here. New York Times, of course. COVID cases are up in New York City schools. Okay, that's no biggie. Okay, but here's the second part. So why are masks off? Her name is Jenia Belafonte. I'm sure I screwed up that name, but wants to know. COVID cases are up. Why are the masks off? All right, I'm gonna stay calm before I get to my Ask Dr. Jesse questions. But wrap your mind around this. There are people all around you, and they still believe masks are effective at stopping the spread of coronavirus. They believe this. And not only do they believe this now, many of these people are grown adults. They will live and die. They will go to their grave believing something that not only is not true now, was never true. There are people out there all around us who are 100% convinced of things that are 100% false. And how are we supposed to overcome that? In an age where that person, Jenia Belafonte, I don't know this person from Adam, may be nice, she may be a total witch, I don't know, but I almost guarantee you one thing. She is more highly educated than me. I promise you that. She writes for the New York Times. I'll guarantee you something else. Her IQ is probably double what mine is. And yet, I know the truth, and she will die one day, hopefully not soon. She will die one day without having a clue about it. How does that happen? And I'll tell you how it happens. In this day and age, we actually have too much information. Now, not too much for you, so don't scoff at that. You're sitting here listening to the sound of my voice on a Friday night, or maybe you podcasted it the next day or whatever, but on a Friday night, you're sitting here listening to the sound of my voice. Maybe you're stuck in New York traffic listening to the sound of my voice. You could be doing anything else, so you're somebody who craves information. You seek it out. But I say this. I think the human mind in general, not every person in general, I think the human mind should not have access to so much information. I know that sounds ridiculous, but if you're going to counter my argument, you tell me, what has it done for us? How many people out here right now believe that Donald Trump colluded with Russia? We know that's an outright lie now. That is a fact. Even the liberal outlets are having to write, kind of come to Jesus articles about it. Well, I mean, I guess we screwed that one up a little bit. So it's just a fact. He did not. How many people believe that? How many people out there right now believe Brett Kavanaugh is an alcoholic serial gang rapist? How many people? How many people out there right now believe that carbon created by man is actually changing the climate of the planet? How many people? We're in an era with access to endless amounts of information, and yet people believe lies, outright lies, more than they ever did because we have access to too much information. And the human mind, many human minds, not yours by the grace of God, but in general, the human mind just wants to be told what to think, where to go, what to do, what to care about. Don't believe me? Go turn on your local news. Well, no, I take that back. Local news in general is fantastic. Go turn on national news. Any channel, turn on national news. If you were to go talk to 10 of your friends right now about the top 10 issues they care about most personally in their lives, and they were being honest, I don't mean in front of other people. Let's say it was just you, your buddy, your girlfriend. You're sitting out back eating some cheese sticks as you should. And you just have an honest conversation. If you were to ask them on their top 10 list of things that they're worried about right now in the news, how far down that list would you have to go before they bring up the word Ukraine? Ukraine and Russia. It'd be far. It'd be very far. I'm looking at all these opinion polls. It's barely cracking the top 10 for everybody. People are worried about gas prices and supply and food and inflation and CRT and schools. They're worried about all this stuff. Yet go turn on your national news. And it has been this way for 3 or 4 weeks. 90% of the stories, Russia, Ukraine, Russia, Ukraine, Russia, Ukraine. Joe Biden can't even stop talking about it. He's out there telling the 82nd Airborne he's sending in the troops.
Well, I came to congratulate a man who just got reelected without opposition. I dream about that someday.
That's Joe Biden speaking to foreign people about not even having an election. This is Joe Biden talking to the 82nd Airborne. Pay attention here to what he says. Pay attention.
And you're going to see when you're there, and some of you have been there, you're going to see women, young people.
I want to make sure you're picking up on this. You're going to see when you get there. When they get where, Joe? Ukraine? What happened to all these assurances that they weren't going to Ukraine? Let's try this again.
And you're going to see when you're there, and some of you have been there, you're going to see women. Young people standing in the middle of front of a damn tank, just saying, I'm not leaving. I'm holding my ground. They're incredible.
When you get there? When are they getting there, Joe? You see what I mean? And this actually isn't about Russia, Ukraine. How many people actually care about that as a top five issue, and yet it's on every single news channel all day long? People want to be told what to think. They crave it. Not you per se, but definitely the left. The left, remember, they get all their thoughts from the hive mind. They want to be told what to think. They don't actually want the truth. Just tell me what to think, daddy government. Daddy media, please tell me. New York COVID cases are up, and this person is shocked the masks aren't back on. People live in complete alternate realities from you and me. How are we supposed to merge those worlds? How are we supposed to, what do they call it? Heal the divisions. How are we supposed to heal divisions with people who live in La La Land? I don't know. All right. We have some Ask Dr. Jesse questions, and man, we have a lot of them. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And hey, look, we can do Ask Dr. Jesse questions, or we can deal with this nonsense all day.
No, that's not how I think of this. I've been dealing with foreign policy for longer than anybody is involved in this process right now.
Okay, so yeah, it's all your fault. I mean, are we really going to look at America's foreign policy for the last 30 years and say, "Woo, nailed it, baby. Let's do it." Good work, Joe. So we're going to do Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Look, what I was just talking about. Why aren't masks back with COVID up? What? What reality do people occupy? We have access to too much information. And I don't know a solution to that, right? I don't have a solution for how we fix that, but people clearly cannot handle the amount of information we have. All right, we're moving on here. We have a ton of Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Hi, Oracle. Lefties are of course, freaking out over the, quote, harsh treatment of SCOTUS nominee Ketanji Jackson, to the point publications like WAPO are calling it worse than the treatment of Kavanaugh. If these hacks in the media are going to spew this deceitful rhetoric regardless, why don't we actually treat her worse than they treated Kavanaugh? There is no moral high ground with people who would let pedos off easy and kill babies without blinking an eye. Voters have short memory anyway. Just once, I'd like to see the right played by the rules the left has established. What say the Shogun? Well, I want to make sure we understand a couple things here about the communists and why they do what they do, why they do what they do. Because remember, on top of the pedos and all that other craziness, this woman has enthusiastically defended Gitmo detainees, some of whom got out of Gitmo and went on to kill six Americans. She's responsible for that. She did that. Tom Cotton asked her about it.
You've done pro bono work for on behalf of detainees at Guantanamo Bay. Have you ever done pro bono work for the victims of terrorism?
Senator, I'm not aware of any such cases in my law firm. I was in a group of lawyers that was often approached to ask, would you file a brief for some group? And I'm not aware that any victims of terrorism asked our firm to participate.
Okay, yeah, she's 100% aware of all this, by the way. She does the eye. Okay, so why? Why do they do this? Why do the communists do this? She's really been handled with kid gloves. All the questions have been about her record. Why are you letting pedos off? Why are you letting terrorists out? And now you're right. We have people like the Washington Post saying, this is crazy. This is worse than Kavanaugh. But everyone remembers how bad it was for Kavanaugh. They actually dragged multiple women out there to accuse him of being part of an alcoholic gang rape gang. And as much as I actually dislike Brett Kavanaugh, he's a choir boy. He's a total Boy Scout. Okay, why do they do this? Well, they know what your values are. And what are your values? What are the things you value in life? What do you want out of life? Well, your values when it comes to dealing with people almost undoubtedly are, hey, let's be fair about this. Hey, if you're getting upset, let's try to calm this thing down. Let's work things out. You're much more of a sober, logical thinker than really anybody on the left. Those are your values. That comes with what you value in life. I know that because you're listening to the sound of my voice. They understand that. The communist has always understood those are your values. And remember, the communist, A, has no values. None. He's part of a religion of destruction. His only values are destruction. So that's A. He has no values. B, he will use yours against you for victory. They're masterful at this. So what does it have to do with Jackson and her nomination process? Well, you ask her some hard questions. The communist wants you to stop asking those questions. So what does the communist do? Freak out. You ever see... Look, maybe you've been part of this. I hope you haven't. But if you've dated a redhead, you've been part of having a girlfriend freak out in public. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, gingers. I'm kidding. But seriously, maybe you have dated a crazy woman. Maybe you've been the crazy woman. Maybe you've had a friend who was the crazy woman, friend who dated one. Or undoubtedly, you've seen one. And this is what I mean. You're in an airplane. You're in a restaurant. And who knows what goes wrong. You don't want to stick your nose in people's business. But eventually, she starts freaking out. Are you kidding me? You're going to be... You've seen this. Everyone has seen this. What's the guy doing every single time? Is he escalating? Is he shouting at her? Is he saying no? He's doing everything in his power to calm that woman down. He knows everyone is looking. He is so uncomfortable. She clearly has no regard for what everyone else is going through. He's, honey, I'm sorry. It's okay. Honey, let's get out of here. Hey, we got to go. You're the guy. The communist is the woman. Why is she doing that? Part of why she's doing that is she knows his values are quiet, calm down, let's not make a scene. And she knows if she makes a scene, even if he happens to be right in their argument, what will he want more than anything? Not to win the argument, for it all to just stop. Please, just quiet. Oh, just go away. Yeah, you're right, honey. I'm a bad person. Oh, God, that's fine. But please stop yelling. The little old lady's looking at us. Oh, no, the manager's coming over. Oh, the stewardess is coming down the aisle. She's going to... Please, just shut up. Stop talking. Please, I'm sorry. That's you. That's me. We're the guy. That's why they do what they do. I mean, you understand that we have had, it's now 5 or 6 years long, a sustained 5-year epidemic of left-wing street violence against people on the right in this country. from Antifa to Black Lives Matter to, I mean, the attacks from street communists on the right, many murders of people on the right. And you realize if you turn on the news and you didn't know better, you'd think January 6th was actually street violence committed by people, that January 6th people killed somebody, they didn't kill anybody. You would have no idea. When's the last time you even heard the name Daryl Brooks? You know, the black nationalist who mowed down 70 white people in Waukesha, Wisconsin? That's why they do what they do. They'll freak out whenever you start to attack them in any way, because what they want is your silence, and they'll use your values to get your silence. That makes sense? Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country, without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can download the show if you miss any part of it at iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. Chris, did you get hour one from yesterday? People were complaining hour one didn't download. You better check on that, Chris. You better check on that, Chris. Gosh, what are you even here for? You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And I have a little bit of good news for you history lovers. Everyone's always asking me, can you do more history? Can you do more history? Bad news is I can't do a history podcast this weekend. I usually record those on the weekend. I'm actually going to go up and hang with some great people in St. Louis this weekend. The good news is my TV show, The First TV, they've agreed to start letting me do some history to kind of fill that void for some folks. And we have one on the killing fields dropping tonight. Pol Pot, communists, everything else. All right. Let's get to some Ask Dr. Jesse questions on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember Fridays? They're all your questions. Whole show. Jesse, I know you're a big fan of New York. Why? New Yorkers are stupid people. AOC gets elected there. That unconscionable Bill de Blasio got elected there. Eric Adams? Come on, what a derelict. Cuomo? Are you kidding me? See what I mean, Jesse? And you love this stump? What are you thinking? With love. Okay. I've brought this up before. I'm going to bring this up again. Couple things. But I'm going to get to New York specific in a moment. I have a good Jesse and a bad Jesse. And I know what you're saying. Jesse, I've never seen the good Jesse. And that's not fair, but I know you're saying it right now. But I have a good Jesse and a bad Jesse. And let's we're going to take New York out of it for a second. Set New York aside. Let's say Philadelphia. Philadelphia is, in my opinion, a really cool city, but obviously has fallen on hard times like other major cities because of the leadership there. City council, mayor, they have one of those George Soros DAs. So now it's just an absolute sinkhole of crime. And good Jesse, when he sees a new headline out of Philadelphia, carjacking, murder, you know, the same headlines you see every day. Good Jesse says, man, that sucks. I'd like to see Philadelphia get back on its feet. There's so much American history there. It's a cool place. It's great food. I mean, great food. I'd like to see that. Bad Jesse says something similar to what you just said. Well, screw them. I mean, they voted for it. We're done. They're getting what they deserve. Here's the truth. And we're going to get, I'm not avoiding the question. I'm going to get to New York specifically, but here's the truth. The truth is, in the blue areas of this country, Philly, New York, you know, California is always fun for people to pick on, Jersey, the blue areas of this country, it is easy from the outside looking in to look at those blue areas, look how much they're trash, and say, ha ha, everyone living there gets what they deserve. Here's the reality. Those areas have more blood red right wing people than you can possibly imagine. They're just severely outnumbered. Now let's take it to New York. New York's the most important city in the United States of America. It's not debatable. You don't have to email me. It's not debatable. When you look at the political influence, the financial hub, it's the most important city in the country and really has been forever. I mean, it has been. Okay, New York's stupid. They voted for Eric Adams and Bill de Blasio. Yes, on a macro level, that's inexcusable. And they're getting what they voted for. Do you have any idea how many people are in New York, though? You have any idea how many blood red people there are in New York who are horrified by what goes on around them? They're all over the place. What, Chris? Chris said it doesn't stop the homeless dude pee on the sidewalk. I understand. Look, you're not going to sit here and point out problems in New York and have me deny them that. Look, I don't even really visit anymore. Well, I haven't been able to because I'm not vaccinated. I guess I can now. But we used to go to New York City all the time. It was, for the wife and I, it was one of those things. It was just like a weekend getaway place. I've told you before, I have to go up there professionally all the time for TV or radio. You know, it's big, important celebrity stuff, Chris. You wouldn't, what, Chris? You wouldn't, no, but seriously, I have to go up there. And I've told you this. I fly in, I can't get the smile off my face when the plane's landing. I love the craziness. I love the horns. I love that everyone's giving someone a middle finger. I love all the food and the lights. I love the history of it. It's so old. I love it. But I understand it's not what it was because of the leadership of it. I get that. But I think, look, if we take a village, we've done this before. It makes things easier. It makes things easier for me to understand. I don't know if it helps you at all. But if we take a village and there's 100 people in the village, and let's say it's a straight up democracy, which sucks. You don't want that. But let's say that's what it is. Democracy. And let's say 60 people in that village, they really want a communist dictator. And 40% of the people in that village, they want what you want. They want to live free. They want to have a good society. They want, okay, they're going to have an election. Well, 40% of the village is about to be destroyed. The village is going to destroy itself. Is that the fault of the 40%? I mean, the numbers are what they are. If you want to yell at them for maybe not packing up and moving, I would argue, well, maybe they don't have the opportunity to. Maybe career-wise, maybe they don't. Maybe they can't. But if you want to make that argument, fine, at least that's an argument. But you can't then blame that 40% when the village goes absolutely down the crapper, can you? They didn't vote for it. So I think indicting all New Yorkers is a little heavy. But look, no matter what you tell me about their representatives, yes, AOC is a moron. Yes, Bill de Blasio, full-blown communist. I probably hate him more than I've ever hated a politician. And that is saying something because I hate a lot of politicians. Yeah, I get all that. Everything you said is totally warranted. Man, when I fly into New York City, it feels like history to me. You can even go through parts of town and you feel like you're transported back to the 60s. I like Little Italy. As much as I enjoy poking fun at Italians, I actually really enjoy them as a people. And I like walking through and eating at some family Italian restaurant. I like stopping at a bagel shop and saying hi to Chris's friends. I like eating the dirt water dogs off the sidewalk hot dog vendors. I love all of it. I like walking into Times Square with the lights if you could avoid getting shot or stabbed now. I enjoy it. I was in a Russian bar there once. I realize that place is probably shut down at this point in time. But I mean straight up Russian, Chris, where it's nothing like behind the bar. You'd think you could have this big selection. Oh, no. It was all vodka. It was all just different kinds of vodka. And they had pictures of like Lenin on the wall. It was just, I know that that was a little uncomfortable. But look, run by Russians. All Russians working there. How many cities in the country can you experience that? Now, look, I don't want to live there. Actually, that's not true. I wouldn't live there with my kids. Because, I mean, I already read it in the beginning. These poor kids in New York have been just assaulted. These blue areas, not just New York, across the country, they've been assaulted with this coronavirus stuff. So I wouldn't want to live there with kids. If I was single, I could live there. Or maybe just me and the wife, I could live there. But with kids, no. But look, I'll be honest with you. Finishing this up, I got to move on to more Ask Dr. Jesse questions. I would never move there now because of the coronavirus stuff. And you can say, well, Jesse, they're lifting all the restrictions. Man, they're lifting the restrictions now before the midterms. What assurances do I have that the midterms aren't going to happen and then, boom, mask back on, mandate back on, cases are going up? And what assurances do I have? What protections do I have there? None. Absolutely none. If I come, you'll see me out on Long Island with the rest of the Republicans. That's the truth. All right. Well, look, I mean, things are going well nationally.
Madam President, I know that eliminating Russian gas will have costs for Europe. But it's not only the right thing to do from a moral standpoint, it's going to put us on a much stronger strategic footing.
I love when they're moral with your money. I've always loved that. Hey, look, it's the morally, it's the right thing to do. Joe, you don't have to fill up your car with gas, bud. Stop being moral with other people's money. You know, speaking of morals and money, how often do we talk about putting our money where our morals are? And I know you understand about the quality of MyPillow products. Everyone gets that by now. They have the reputation they have for a reason. Everyone gets that by now. Let's set all that aside for a moment. Let's set aside the lowest price ever on the Giza Dream Sheets. We're going to set that aside for a minute. What about Mike Lindell and the company itself? Name me another major corporation in this country that has done more to fight for your values than MyPillow has. Every time I buy something from there, and if you could see my house, you'd understand that's a lot, I feel good about it. How often do you feel good about spending money? I know my money's not going to a filthy company that hates me. And right now, Giza Dream Sheets are 60% off, 60. You can get them as low as $39.99. You have to go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials and use the promo code Jesse. Or maybe you're driving, 800-845-0544 is the number. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Go get yourself a couple sets of Giza Dream Sheets.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
The governor and I, and we were all doing a tour of the library here and talking about the significance of the passage of time.
right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All right, I'm going to get to my questions here in just a second, but back to what I was talking about at the beginning of the show about how we deal with people, and it doesn't matter how much information is out there now. They just want to be told how to think. It doesn't matter that we have access to more information ever. This is an actor. Ron Perlman is his name. And he decided to put out some message to Tom Cotton. And I want you to listen to this person. And I want you to think about how many people only get their information from the hive mind.
Tom Cotton. That can't really be your name, can it? What is that? Product your unpaid employees pick for you? For profit? You f***ing white slaver, piece of shit. That line of questioning you pulled on that incredibly beautiful woman yesterday. Your staff is probably cowering as you read those statistics that they, under duress, put together for you. Unless they're a bunch of white f***ing slavers, too. Which is probably the case. Who else would work for you, you piece of shit?
He's having a normal one. What in the world? Like, that human being, look, set aside the fact that he's a rich actor, but that human being also, I promise, he owns a smartphone. He has access to all the information you have access to, all the information I have access to, and yet that human being lives in a complete alternate world. We have too much information. The human beings, the human race, we were not supposed to have this much. I'm convinced of it. Jesse, a full 70% of applicants trying to enlist in the U.S. military fail the basic requirements and are rejected. This is due to obesity, poor basic physical condition, no high school diploma or a criminal record, unacceptable entrance exam scores. They are out of shape, lack basic skills in reading, math, and vocabulary. This is a national security emergency and also an indictment of our public school system and society in general. The overwhelming majority of 18 to 24-year-olds show absolutely no interest in service to their military or country. He finishes it up by saying, bring back the draft. Well, no, we don't need to bring back the draft. Have you seen what's happening to the military? Look, this is gonna hurt. This is gonna hurt a lot of people. And believe me when I tell you, this hurts me as well. Times change. Now, what do I mean by that? For your entire life, I don't care how old you are. I know we have people who are 90 who listen to the show and people who are 9 and everything in between. For your entire life, the United States military has been something you have held up and revered. I know that because you're an American. That's what Americans do, especially people on the right. You've revered it. And you've looked at it as a place where young men and young women can go and better themselves. And believe me, that's me. That's why I joined the Marines, remember? I got out of high school in Montana, and I went to college because I was following that model. Everyone has to go to college. And I went to college and promptly got a 0.0 grade point average my first semester at Montana State University. That's real. Yes, it was a fun semester, Chris, but that's not the point. And then my grades marginally improved the next semester, and there I am, 18, 19 years old, looking at myself in the mirror and thinking, gosh, I'm a loser. I don't want to be a loser. You know, I want to be something good. I walked right down, didn't tell anybody, didn't ask anyone's advice, walked right down, walked in the front door of the Marine Corps recruiting office and signed up. I wanted to better myself. That's what it's always been. Better yourself. Discipline, hard work, all those things. Better yourself. You should see the emails, because as you can imagine, we have a bunch of currently serving military guys and gals who listen to the show, and they send me emails about the things they're forced to sit through now. They're not out there bettering themselves every day. They're out there learning the same things you sent Braden off to college to learn now, about how evil he is for being white, about how horrible men are, about how racist America is. They're having daily seminars about trannies. In the Air Force now, you can use your preferred pronouns on your official Air Force email. I'm not making that up. Colonel so-and-so. He, her, him, whatever these weirdo freaks do. It is time to start adjusting your thinking about how much you want to send Aiden and Jaden to the military. It is time to start adjusting your thinking. And that hurts. But man, if you saw what these guys in were telling me, I'll tell you something, a consistent theme I get, and you know, I've read some of these on the air before, a consistent theme I get is, Jesse, I'm getting out. Jesse, I'm done. Jesse, you should see this. Jesse, I can't take it anymore. Jesse, I can't. You should see what they're making us do every single day. So if you're telling me we have a bunch of kids in the country that don't feel like joining the military for the first time in my life, sadly, you know what I say? Good. Go fix the military first. My sons aren't joining. I mean, obviously, when they're 18, they're going to do what they want, but I'm not going to tell them to. Now, that doesn't mean people who are joining now are bad, and Lord knows we need good people in. So if you have a son who's about to sign up or something like that, that's good. We need good people in there fighting. But bring back the draft? No, absolutely not. We don't need more people in for any reason until Joe Biden gets us into World War III.
And you're going to see when you're there, and some of you have been there, you're going to see women, young people standing in the middle of front of a damn tank, just saying, I'm not leaving. I'm holding my ground.
You're going to see when you're there? Talking about Ukraine, he was talking to the 82nd Airborne. Look, we are entering a new age in this country. And by the way, I didn't want to avoid your question. Yes, much of America's youth is fat and out of shape now. That's not a mystery how that happens. We're a much more sedentary society now because we have endless amounts of technology. We just don't go outside and play as much. We don't. So, look, I remember there were a guy I knew, he was in the Army, and he was, I'm not going to go into what he did, but he was talking about training and things like that, and how half the time, if you get somebody fresh off the streets, grenade practice is difficult. And I said, what? I mean, there's not much to it. We did it. You pull the pin and you chuck the bad boy. He said, no, you don't understand. You did that because you grew up, you know, playing various sports. These guys don't know how to throw. I said, what? He said, no, you don't understand. They don't know how to throw. That's where we're at. Look, more than anything, because things are changing, we need to teach ourselves and most definitely our kids how to think. I've been telling you a lot about Annie's Kit Clubs. It is important that, look, even if you don't use Annie's, I use Annie's because I love it. And you've heard the people call in and email and they love it. They're incredible. Teach your kid how to think. Annie's has been great for my kids to learn how to think. Once a month, they'll get a box. The box will show up on the front door. Your kids will be excited about it. It's no burden to them, trust me. And they open it up and they have to think. They get top secret mission envelopes. They have to put together hovercrafts or examine fossils. They're learning geology. They're learning all the STEM stuff, but they think they're just having fun. And honestly, that's not even as important. The fossil itself isn't what's important. It's that you're raising someone who has been taught how to think. This month, because it's National Craft Month, they actually have a special too. You can get your first kit up to 100% off. Got to go to annieskitclubs.com/radio and get yours today. annieskitclubs.com/radio.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.